Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm here on a Saturday night preaching to an empty building because of the evil coronavirus. But it's so good to be able to come to you through this venue, to speak to you, and I hope that someday soon we'll be back together. I do want you to know that I miss you, that I can't wait for us to be back together, and let's continue to pray to God that He will remove this terrible challenge from us and that nobody else will get sick and die, and that especially nobody in the church will be stricken with this dread disease from the pandemic. Let's be sure to keep our faith, to stay strong, stay faithful. Keep your hearts and minds in tune with Jesus and His Word. Remember to look out for one another, to care for one another, to pray for one another. Be sure also to stay tuned after this morning's sermon if you're going to be participating in our communion service. This morning's sermon is titled, Patience for the Rest of Us. And our scripture reading is the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 through 15. The Bible says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. If you think about it, no one is born with the virtue of patience. Little kids and babies just don't have patience. They're not born that way. Kick and scream and whine. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Have a real difficulty just waiting. You're not born with the virtue of patience, for sure, if you cry when you're hungry. But even though we're not born with patience, we do desire patience. But just remember, we can't pray to the Lord, give me patience now. Patience is gained slowly, and it's often rewarded from a life of trials and tribulation, from a life that beats you up. If you think about the definition of patience, it is defined as the ability to bear trials without murmuring, to have things heaped upon you, or opportunities to have to wait without complaining and whining and murmuring. You could also say that patience is long-suffering. It is the exact opposite of short-tempered. So in other words, patience is being long-tempered. And that certainly is something that you work on. There are two Bible meanings to patience, and it's used in two different ways in the scripture. Number one, patience is used with people and situations. Your friends, yourself, patience towards your family, your co-workers, all people. Patience toward situations, meaning troubles, hardships, and the like. The second Bible meaning is patience to your faith. Like the Bible says in Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your souls. So in other words, patience to your faith means remaining, being steadfast, a constancy in your faith. It is a virtue that helps you remain faithful. And as you're patient and building your patience and becoming more patient to your faith, you'll be faithful in the long run. So no matter how rough the sea of life becomes, no matter if all your friends forsake you, no matter if all men fail you, the patient Christian realizes that God abides, God is here, He's not going anywhere, He abides faithfully. And so the patient Christian says, let the winds blow. The patient Christian says, let the troubles pound. Let the enemies pursue. Because the patient Christian knows, God will never leave me. God will never forsake me. It's a patience to your faith. You're a Christian for the long run. We have to learn as Christians to have patience with ourselves. There are too many folks whose job they think it is to beat us up. Life is designed to beat us up. Just walking through the woods, you can pick up poison oak, poison ivy, or get eaten by a mountain lion. The world is designed to get you. We have to learn through all those troubles, through all those venues in which we're designed to be beaten up, to be patient with ourselves. Folks are too hard on us for sure at times, but we can also be too hard on ourselves. Sometimes we're harder on ourselves than God is. In the book of 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse number 20 and verse 21, let me read. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. I want you to realize something that you probably already know, that the Bible teaches that Christians are not perfect people. Out of every Christian I've ever met, I think I've only met one who thought he was perfect. Most, if not all, know they're not. We know we're not perfect. We know we're simply forgiven people, and that we're striving to be more like God every day. That's why the Bible says in 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't lower the bar so low that you don't grow, but don't be so hard that you give up because you can never attain. Don't be, in other words, overly critical of yourself. Realize that the Bible teaches you that God loves you. He forgives you. God wants you around. And for those who feel like they're just junk, you're not junk because God doesn't make junk. You're not a shell. You're not a waste. You're not wasted on this life. You're not unimportant. God loves you. He wants you here. Be patient with yourself. The Christian learns also to be patient with other Christians. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 4, that love suffers long. And also, patience is part of the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. So this long-suffering, this patience, is a self-restraint in the face of provocation. When you're provoked, you restrain yourself. When you're provoked by people, by problems, by life, you don't hastily retaliate. When you're provoked by people, by situations, by life, you don't promptly punish. You see, it's the opposite of anger, and long-suffering is associated very closely with mercy. And just like it is a fact that we are not perfect, we must remember at all times and never forget that other Christians are not perfect either. They have not attained that goal. And so just as the Lord patiently taught and guided his disciples, when it would have been easier for him to have forced them or criticized them or given up on them, we have to take it easy with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Take it easy on your brother. Take it easy on your sister. Be patient with your brethren. Be patient with your elders, your deacons, your preacher. We must not, of course, ignore sins, but we should be loving and gentle at all times. Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2. We also have to remember what the Bible says in James 5, 8. Be patient. Establish your hearts. Remember what the great wise man said in Proverbs 16, 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that takes a city. And so learning to be patient with ourselves, learning to be patient with other Christians, we must also learn to have patience with those who are not in the church at all. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 14, the Bible says, be patient toward all men. In 2 Timothy 4, 2, the Bible says that preachers are to exhort with the word with long suffering. In Colossians 3, 12, the Bible says, clothe yourself in patience. And so with this patience that you're adorning yourself with over time, you're proving that you're a servant of God. You represent Jesus. And people ought to see Jesus in us. And those people will see Jesus in us when we are patient. And just like God is long-suffering with sinners, we ought to learn to be long-suffering toward everybody. God's patience is the sinner's only hope. And we ought to teach people about God's patience by being patient with them as well. We have to learn to take it easy. Slow down. Be calm. Be at peace. Because if you really think deeply about it, life is just too short. Times are too hard to be impatient. Everybody has a story. Listen. Help. Be patient. So in conclusion, patience, long-suffering, mercy, compassion. Slow down, take it easy. Take it easy on yourself. Take it easy on your fellow Christian. Take it easy on those outside of the church. Pray for patience. And thank the Lord God Almighty for being patient with you. Thank you for being with us this morning during this sermon. And now we will have our communion service. If you have your bread with you and your fruit of the vine, we'll begin our service together. Taking your bread now, I want you to look at it and think about it. Think about what it represents, the body of our Lord, the sacrifice that he made, the benefit of heaven that comes because of that sacrifice. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his blessings. We thank you for his sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. And as you partake of this bread, pause, meditate on the Lord and what he did for you. And now moving to the fruit of the vine, take it in your hand, look at it, Think about what it is. What does it mean? It's not just grape juice. It's an emblem. This do in remembrance of me. The blood of Jesus poured out freely on the cross of Calvary for you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice. Bless us, Lord, as we partake of this fruit of the vine. We thank you for forgiveness and for heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. And as you partake of this fruit of the vine, meditate, think, have it in your heart, the Lord, your friend, your Savior. Thank you for being with us this morning. God bless you, everyone. Amen.